And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 8th of April, 2012. Today is Easter Sunday, the end of Lent, the celebration of Jesus' resurrection from the dead 3 days after his crucifixion, a date based on the cycles of the moon. Jesus was said to have risen from the dead on the first Sunday after the first full moon of spring. So Easter can come as early as March 22nd and as late as April the 25th. The word Easter comes from the Anglo-Saxon goddess Ystra, the goddess of springtime, who once saved a bird whose wings had frozen by turning the bird into a rabbit. And because the rabbit had been a bird, it could still lay eggs. And that rabbit became the Easter Bunny. And there are records of people giving each other decorated eggs at Easter as far back as the 11th century. It's the birthday of Barbara Kingsolver, born in Annapolis, Maryland, 1955, author of The Poisonwood Bible and her most recent novel, The Lacuna. It's the birthday of the astronomer, mathematician, surveyor David Rittenhouse, Germantown, Pennsylvania, 1732. Rittenhouse Square in Philadelphia is named for him. It is the day on which Buddhists celebrate the birthday of Buddha, Gautama Buddha, born Prince Siddhartha in India in the 6th century BC. Raised in luxury, he married, he had a son, but when he was 29, he wanted to see the world outside the palace walls, and he encountered suffering for the first time and saw how serene people managed to be in the midst of all their pain and sickness. And so he traveled for 6 years, studying meditation, living the life of an ascetic, and when he was 35, he outlined the basic tenets of Buddhism, its four noble truths. First, the nature of life is suffering. 2, suffering is caused by human cravings. 3, there is release from suffering in the state of nirvana, which is attainable. And 4, nirvana is attainable from following the Eightfold Path to Enlightenment. Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear, entitled Robert Frost. Over there on the dining room table are just 25 of the thousands of essays on the poetry of Robert Frost produced this week alone in the USA, the world leader in essays on Robert Frost. The essays are about ambiguity in The Road Not Taken and also ambiguity in Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. Every year, the English majors of America must read these poems and analyze their ambiguity, or compare and contrast their ambiguity in 5 double-spaced pages. And the English teachers of America must read these pages and determine whether they are incisive or not incisive. I am one of those teachers. I try to do my share, because if we don't do this, if Frost's ambiguity is not discussed, and if these discussions are not assessed and then finally graded, well, what's the point of all this? What are we doing here? Therefore, I must walk over to the dining room table and determine whether the essays are incisive or not incisive. And yet, 2 days have passed, an entire weekend, and it's Sunday evening, and I am having a glass of wine, and the essays on ambiguity in the poetry of Robert Frost remain unassessed by me, and this is getting very serious. A poem by George Bilgear, entitled Robert Frost, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.